Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Last 2 minutes. So as bad as we think we have it out here in San Francisco, it's nothing like Philadelphia. But we do have our own problems that we need to focus on. We can laugh all we want to at Philadelphia, but if the Niners lose to the Rams, we could be, a lot of people will be laughing at us with the way things are going here. No Deebo Samuel for the next few weeks. You look at the schedule for the 49ers, the Rams this Sunday, the Patriots the week after, the Cardinals the week after that, and then you go to Seattle in a short week before hosting Kansas City and the Dallas Cowboys. So you've got to stack up these wins right now over the next 2 weeks against a beat-up Rams team and the New England Patriots. And you're going to have to do it without Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey. So we're going to learn a lot more about Brock Purdy and Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I think the Brock Purdy thing is interesting. Quarterback play around the league seems to be down in terms of effectiveness, touchdown passes. Like, there's lots of different metrics. I think there are a lot of young players playing right now. I think, clearly, to your point about preseason the last couple of weeks, it's inarguable. Nobody's playing in the preseason, and all these teams look sloppy, and there's not a lot of synergy. Then you couple that with, wow, there are a lot of really good pass rushers in the league right now. Wow, offensive line play, cohesion is really down right now. So, like, I think all of these things are kind of happening all at once. And then you lose a lot of older 30-year-old legends over the last 5-6 years. And now you look up and it's like, oh, the old players in the league. Now I know Aaron Rodgers is still playing, but like the old players in the league are like Mahomes and Josh Allen. You know, like those were the young guys just a couple years ago. So I look at Brock, Bonte, and I say, like, does he need to carry them the way that Buffalo has Josh Allen carrying them? No. But he has to play better football for them to win. And I think it's a really important stretch for him. And it's interesting that you bring up Jalen Hurts, because clearly Jalen Hurts was MVP caliber of the league and was a dominant force. And whether it's coaching, the physical wear and tear, the injuries, there's a variety of reasons on why he has not performed close to what he was that MVP caliber season. And I think Brock can play better than what he did on Sunday. I think his offensive line wasn't great, but I also don't think that he saw the field really well. I thought he was a little pressured by the rush, and I thought that his eyes went down on the rush. And I just look at his accuracy, which is one of the things he hangs his hat on, just not where it needs to be. And I just charted, and you know, I like to chart every play. I do my own kind of way of doing it. And when I watch it back a second and third time, and I did highlights, and I highlighted what I deemed to be below average plays, and this is on the Brock ranking, okay? And what I above average plays. I had 14 of each. from Brock, okay? And we can argue like, hey, well, this linebacker, you know, stunted and no one saw it. No, but, all right, but like he's been really good at making that first guy miss, you know? Like I expect him to. And yeah, it's everything. You know, the route combinations, the play calls, other players. But on the Brock level, I thought it was a subpar Brock game. That's all. And I love Brock. I didn't think it was even close to like an average Brock game.
You know, 49er Frankie, shout out to 49er Frankie, Guru's boy. He texted me yesterday. We were talking about checkdowns. He goes, man, they need to check it down more. He's got to use the checkdown when five or six are coming. I said, well, they don't have any checkdown options anymore, right? However, he goes, watch Mason on the third play of the game. So as I'm firing up the game again, forget the third play of the game, the second play of the game. Back-to-back plays. Mason's out in the flat. He's got a blocker in front of him. Maybe you check it down to him. You get 10 yards or something. Third down, you got to check down to Jordan Mason, and he forces it to Deebo Samuel. And from that point on, as I'm watching, there's a lot of forced throws from Brock Purdy. It was like he was really locked in on Deebo in this football game, forcing it over the middle of the field. That's where, you know, the Minnesota Vikings and their fast linebackers here. What's our guy, Chasewood? Blake Cashman for the Vikings was flying all over the place. He was reading Brock. Brock was staring down receivers left and right. So on the Brock scale of things, because he's really good, he could process better than the most of them. But I looked at this film and I took it away and said, Brian Flores just confused the living crap out of him.
No doubt.
Over and over and over. But when it comes to checking it down, yeah, we know McCaffrey's not there. That was a big factor in this football game. Before the Iron Frankie goes, look at the third play of the game. And before I even got to the third play of the game, I got to the second play of the game and go, oh, yeah, he could have checked it out right there. Could have checked it out right there. Brock was just off in this game.
He was. But you're granted that when you play 30 really good games, right, you're allowed a weak game. You know right. what I mean? Like, it happens. No one expects you to be lights out. So, you know, we've seen Peyton Manning threw up duds, you know. Tom Brady talked about how there were certain defenses that, for whatever reason, flummoxed him. There's a guy, Spagnuolo, I don't know if you ever heard of him. You know, he got the best of Brady a few times. So, you know, Brian Flores having Brock's number and this offense's number is not new to the NFL. No. But what is like him staring down like receivers, and you reference that third play of the game, the way he was so locked in on Deebo, that linebacker jumping in.
He flew right over there. He led him right into Deebo Samuel.
No doubt.
It was terrible.
But he also, again, like, had a great shotgun pass that he lobbed over to Kittle, for example, on the second one. He had hitting his third read for Juwan Jennings on a first and 20, which was an absolute dime. Yep. Like, it was such a mixed bag for him, and I think we're all so accustomed to a much cleaner game.
Right. He felt rushed. He felt befuddled. He felt confused, which is why he walks up to Brian Flores after the game going, man, that scheme is crazy. It was like, ooh. Yeah, he was lost. Looking at this scheme had him, and there was plays out there to be made. So moving forward here, without McCaffrey, without Deebo, it is imperative for him to use every single asset out there, whether it's Jennings, Ayuk, Kittle, Mason. And I do think Shanahan's going to have to go away from what he usually does, which is where he calls plays. He goes, hey, you go to this guy's going to be open. I think he needs to have on his whiteboard this week against the LA Rams, Brandon Ayuk needs 12 targets.
Oh,
at least. We need 12 targets, at least. We have to force feed you, and we got to get you into the season. Because now this is very important. Without Deebo Samuel, can you imagine if they had traded Brandon Ayuk and you got no Deebo, and you just have Juwan Jennings and Chris Cully? Thank God you signed Brandon Ayuk. But now's the time to say, you know what, Brandon Ayuk? You're getting at least 12 targets in this football game. Kittle, you're getting at least 10 to 12 targets in this football game. And we're going to use you so much. You guys are premium players. We have to use you and take advantage of your talents here. So that's... You know, with Brock and Shanahan, they've got to get Brandon Ayuk going here.
The great quarterbacks find a way to make it work. You don't have to be spectacular. You just got to move the sticks, get your team into scoring position. And with Kittle, Mason, and Ayuk, I believe they have enough weaponry.
I do too. But don't be afraid to take your checkdowns. This is why Jordan Mason bought the Jugs machine. He's ready to catch some passes out of the backfield. Checkdowns are open. Got to take him, Purdy. Purdy got a little greedy last week. We'll continue to roll out Purdy. Nick and Berkeley, we get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570. How do you feel about Brock Purdy's performance against the Vikings? We talked all about Shanahan yesterday. We talked all about everything else, Bosa, the defense. But what about Brock Purdy, the quarterback here, before we get the party at 7:30? That's all.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh.
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.